So today is the Friday, the 27th of April, 2007, and we're sitting in my living room in Petersham, and I've got Luciana, the next door neighbour here, who features in this edition of the blog, which is Petersham, Thursday, April the 20th, 2006. So I'm going to read this with Luciana, and if you feel the need to,
Make any comments,
yeah,
yeah.
comments or chip in with any kind of extra memories or
Okay.
what you think about it now and stuff. All right, so about the second half of it is where Luciana comes into the story. Wednesday. Things are returning to a more manageable pace. I had coffee with Anna from the council down at Sweet Vellum. She hurt her back at the Cook's River Festival last week and is only just beginning to recover. The most exciting news Anna had for me was that a pair of Filipino artists is heading for the Sham. They arrive here in early May to set up an installation for the Sydney Biennale. As part of their residency here, above the Petersham Town Hall, they're required to do some kind of public presentation. This is great news. I suggested we all join forces and do a slideshow down at the bowling club with drinks and Fiona's catering and music and all. I reckon those Filipinos will have some amazing tales to tell. And for me, it's a good chance to answer that curly question that everyone asks. So, what kind of art is it that you do again? Later on, Jay came to visit for lunch. In true Jay style, he was a whole hour early. He brought food, sausage rolls for him, cheese and spinach pasty for me, and plenty of greenery cheese and, of course, raw cloves of garlic, his trademark, and his dog Leo. Leo and Drazik the cat growled at each other, and Draz disappeared around the corner to take refuge at Luciana's place.
As always.
Jay and I had business to attend to. I've been asked to write about his photographic archives for Photophile magazine. We sat at the kitchen bench and paged through his snapshots stuck with sticky tape inside plastic sleeves. Jay takes photos of ordinary surfaces around his house. He then cuts bits out of them with a Stanley knife and swaps these bits into another similar photo. The result is a kind of visual puzzle, and even he finds it difficult to piece them back together again afterwards. They're visually elegant, intellectually satisfying, and quite humorous. He also has another project which I quite like, an ongoing diaristic series with an old chrome pram that he's converted into the equivalent of a ute. He carries his spirit level and tools to work sites when he does handyman renovation work and takes photos of this ute. I wish he'd left a folder of photos with me so I could put a few pictures up on the web, but he packed them all up and left. Around 4 in the afternoon, I gave Luciana next door a yell and we went for a walk. It's unbelievably warm for this time of year. We headed over to the video store where she needed to return some videotapes. Do you remember that?
Yes, that was for the cinema course, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, that's right.
You were getting
And were
tapes
you?
on South American cinema
That's
and
right. And
stuff.
you were getting paranoid because you weren't sure about the location of the video store, yeah?
That's right.
Whether it was in Stanmore or
That's
Petersham.
right. This is what I write about next.
Yeah.
Good memory. The store's called Stanmore Video Easy, but oddly and luckily enough, it's actually in Petersham. And then I inserted this note later on when I got paranoid. Note, this information is incorrect. In the process of trying to verify the location of the store, I've actually discovered that Video Easy Stanmore really is in Stanmore. This is a colossal error on my behalf, and I put it down to the fact that I've not yet done the eastern boundary walk. The boundary runs along College Lane, and Video Easy, according to the map, is clearly east of this point. My sincerest apologies to all concerned. What a gaff, and what a bummer, no more taking out videos.
So that was my fault, I guess, hey?
Well, no, not really, because later on in a subsequent episode, when we actually do the Eastern Boundary Walk, we find out that that is incorrect. That there was a problem with the indication of the video store on the map.
Did
Whereas
you
it
ever ask the
really.
people that work in the video store, is this Stanmore or
It
Petersham? Or
really
they're
is
just,
Petersham.
it's
Yeah,
Petersham,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. But I was obviously very confused. I took out a movie called Kitchen Stories. A Scandinavian movie, a kind of mockumentary. The blurb says that the director was inspired by post-World War II home science studies that tried to chart housework efficiency through in-home observation. I got this out because it's about these scientists that go from Norway to Finland to study the lives of single bachelors in rural areas of Finland. And the way they do it is they set up a chair in the corner of the kitchen and observe the kitchen habits of the single men. And they have these charts where they trace the movements around the kitchen and stuff. And it's a really
interesting results from the research.
Yeah, well, the whole project was a failure because what happens is these single men are so lonely that, you see, the rule is that the scientists are not supposed to communicate with the single men, they're supposed to observe them. But the single men are so lonely, and the scientists become so lonely, that they end up sharing whiskey together and becoming friends, and then the whole scientific basis of the experiment is destroyed. So I got it out because of the kind of possible connections with this project in terms of observing ordinary actions of daily life and so on. I also got out Crimes and Misdemeanors, the Woody Allen film that Jasmine recommended, because it's all about a character starting to go blind after the episode from last week where I went to visit on Easter, went to visit my uncle and had the blindfold on.
Mm-hmm.
What did you take out? Do you remember?
From
the video store.
Oh gosh, I think it was a memory of sub-development, like it's a South American movie. What else did I take? Oh gosh, I got so many.
Yeah.
A Brazilian movie as well, which was, Madame Satan. I was doing an analysis on that one. About South American homosexuality and the whole sexual double standards and, I was just doing studies on masculinity studies in South America.
Mm.
Well, I won't go into details because, but anyway, that was a very good example.
Yeah.
That was a very good example. I think I took that movie out. Yeah. I was working on that movie.
Well, you got a good memory.
Yeah. And then obviously, that really, did you end up reading my essay, the one on strawberry and chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I was just doing an essay on that too.
Yeah. Luciana's very, my very busy next door neighbor who was studying South American cinema last year. And now she's studying translation, a master's of translation. She speaks five languages, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. So after we left the video store, Luciano and I strolled down Crystal Street. We called in to say hi to Moz. He's the hairdresser at the corner of Trafalgar. Luciano's laughing. Luciano used to get him to cut her hair, but it's been a while since she could afford it. Moz is a cheeky fellow.
Very cheeky.
He asked if we were out for a lover's walk. You remember?
You were so embarrassed. You just went so pale.
Me?
Yeah. You didn't take it really well. I thought to myself, Jesus, he's only joking, Lucas.
He made all sorts of innuendo of that sort. His teasing was slightly irritating to me.
Yeah, see, because you're not used to him. Yeah. He's like that all the time. So.
But it was friendly enough so that if I was to express annoyance at his teasing, it would just show that I was a bit stuck up. So I thought he had me in a bit of a trap. He was a clever fellow. Luciana said that Moz knows a lot about what's going on in the sham. In fact, that's the first thing he asked me when I walked in, whether I live locally. I should go back there for a haircut, or at the very least to lie back in those special sinks to get my hair washed. I never did, though.
I know, yeah.
I went to the other barber.
Which one? The one in New Canterbury Road?
Yeah, the locals. Yeah.
And he lives, where does he live? He lives far away, doesn't he?
Yeah, he lives out. I don't know where he lives. Mm. Away somewhere.
Oh, you should have gone. You would have had a laugh.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should go soon. It's still not too late. He's still there, right?
We'll go together next time. All right. We'll have a laugh.
Yeah. At the bottom of the hill, we stopped for a moment to peer in a window as a lady was clipping a poodle. The dog looked pretty happy there up on the shelf being pruned. We wondered who could afford such a service, but we couldn't quite build up the courage to ask her about it. Maybe I should take Wolfie down there next time for a cut. Around the corner, we stumbled upon City Scrapbooking. What the hell is scrapbooking? Inside, we found an array of very fancy papers and pricey-looking stationery accoutrements. We asked Jenny, who runs the shop, about this phenomenon. Basically, what you're looking at here is a kind of hyper-customized personal photo album creation activity. Instead of just whacking your photos in a shop-bought album and slipping them behind plastic pockets, you start with a special paper, arrange the photo how you like it, add collage and text around it, and pretty much tell the story of the photo by contextualizing it visually. It's a framing technique, I guess, and it's all acid-free. On their website, they say, "Scrapbooking has a way of bringing people together. What is more important than our family and friends and the memories that bind us? Nothing. That's why it's so important to safely document and combine our precious photos and memorabilia with the appropriate tools and materials." I asked Jenny if she knew about Flickr and explained how you upload a photo, title it, and add searchable key terms and descriptions, etc. "Oh, you mean digital scrapbooking," she said. So there you go. The world of fiercely personalized self-publishing is alive and well in the northeastern corner of Petersham. Contrary to their website, which says it's in Leichhardt, I guess we all make mistakes. We lingered in front of a few shop fronts on Parramatta Road. It looks like shops on the Sham side suffer a lot more than those on the Leichhardt side. Plenty of boarded up places, retail ideas that look like they had a short lifespan. Will we ever know the crucial factors that make a store thrive or perish? Evidently successful, despite the odds, are the Casa del Disco. Luciana And Luciana chuckled over the posters of washed up Italian pop stars who still seem to have a following here in Sydney.
It's fantastic.
Later on, I went to visit the Casa del Disco when they were open and had a chat with the lady inside, but it was during a day when I got locked out of my house and I couldn't come back in and write about it. So it never got recorded in the thing. But the lady in there is classic. She's got photos of herself appearing with all these Italian pop stars. Oh, Luciana's just answering her phone here.
No, sorry. I just switch it off.
But why are these Italian pop stars so washed up, Luci?
Well, I don't know. It's not that they're washed up. I mean, they had posters of, they're famous Italian pop stars, but maybe not so current. That's why I laughed.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the main reason, you know, because they're not as popular as they used to be. They used to be popular in the 80s. You know, what I find quite hilarious is the fact that, you know, I used to listen to these singers when I was a little girl on the beach in summertime. And, you know, if you ask teenagers these days in Italy, they're going to go, what the, you know?
They never even heard of them. But somehow they have a following.
Yeah, why they do have a following. I think, I don't know, maybe all the migrants, they came here and they just get attached to these songs and they just...
The nostalgia or...
Yeah, you know, and like everyone knows Toto Cutugno, for example. Lasciatemi cantare. You know, yeah, everyone knows this song, but, you know, get over him. You know, that was in the 80s, you know? We got Tiziano Ferri now, you know. Even Jovanotti is a little bit passé these days.
So there's your tip. If you're going to follow Italian pop music these days, go for Tiziano Ferri.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. Or Francesco Renga is very good too.
Yeah.
Very nice lyrics.
We might get you to do a bit of an online...
Yeah, why not?
...presentation about Italian pop music. So, we also looked at Eiger's Swiss restaurant, which serves up those crazy...
I still haven't been, you know.
...schnitzels and rösti and stuff.
That is big.
No, we've never been there. There's not much for vegetarians.
No, that's the thing. No. Yeah. And the desserts are huge. And apparently, I've got a girlfriend of mine from Austria. She always goes there with a partner.
Yeah.
And there's only one man running the whole restaurant. He's the owner, this crazy French man. And he's rude as, but in a funny way. And if you don't finish your schnitzel, he pulls and throws you off.
But they do those dip things as well. What's it called?
They?
You know,
dip
like
things.
Not dip, but like a, it's a big bowl with where you dip the bread inside. What do you call that?
Where you
like, dip? And you have fondue.
Ah, fondue.
Yeah, they have cheese fondues and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
You should go there.
What are you going to have? Just the cheese fondue?
I guess so.
My gosh, and I had to have a whole schnitzel, which is probably just as big as me. Huh?
You can share.
It'd be 45 kilos.
Share it with some Lizzie.
You're not allowed to share.
Oh, really? So after we stood around Iger's Swiss restaurant talking about all these issues, we turned left onto Palace Street and we popped in to see if my friend Lisa Kelly was home. She wasn't, but her next door neighbour was out checking her mailbox. She greeted us with uncharacteristic warmth for a stranger. Luciano and I were a little taken aback. This lady's hello seemed to imply that further conversation was required, rather than just a polite hi and move along. We shuffled in closer. She remarked on the incredibly warm weather. "Yes," I said, "those idiots have closed the swimming pool too early this year. I'd be swimming right now if it was open." She introduced herself. Her name is Lucy, and she's from Chile. I think she misses her children, who are both overseas. She invited us to come back for a cup of tea sometime. We arranged to visit at 6 on Thursday. You remember meeting Lucy for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit awkward, you know what I mean? But
because it was like too familiar or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or,
but even... She really wanted to talk. She really wanted to talk, but I guess, I mean, it was a little bit awkward here in Sydney, but if something like that happened to me back in Italy or even in South America, I wouldn't have thought about it twice.
Yeah, it's just we don't usually do that.
Yeah, people don't do it here, but it's quite a common, you know, approach,
yeah.
I guess, back in these countries, you know. Yeah.
We'll have, that's the end of that entry, but we'll dig out the entries on Lucy soon. Maybe the entry that's specifically about going to visit Lucy, we can we can read it with her.
Yeah, that's...
Visit her again, because it's been a long time since we've seen
her. Yeah, it's true.
Her.
Maybe we should do that. Yeah. To remember the beautiful cake and the dog.
Yeah.
When she was showing around in the garden.
Yeah. She was talking about how all her plants, she pinches them from other people's gardens.
She was a funny lady.
Yeah. It's great.
I wonder whether the kids are still overseas or whether they came back.
I think Lisa Kelly said that one of them came back, maybe the daughter or something. Yeah, we should go and visit her and find out.
Yeah.
There's one comment at the end of this. Perhaps you'd like to read it. It's from my big sister, Beck.
Okay.
You want to read this one
out?
There's a URL in the middle of it that she recommends, but you don't have to bother reading all that out because it'll be...
Okay, it says, "Hiya, Luca. Have you ever read the children's book Walking the Boundary by Jackie French? Your adventures walking your own Petersham boundaries put me in mind of it. There's a website link with some info about www.blahblahblah.com. I quite enjoyed it when I read it years ago when I was babysitting Jay in Kununurra.
It's up in the Kimberleys in Western Australia.
Oh, okay.
Jay is my little brother, Jono. My mum was living up there for a while.
Okay, Kununurra for a week while Mum was back in Perth on some conference. I got it out of the Kununurra library, joined for 1 week, and the librarian was really suspicious about it too. Charged me a $50 deposit for my temporary membership. Got a library in Petersham. Then
that's the end of that entry.
That's
it?
Yeah.
So, anything more to add before we sign off on this one?
No, I guess, you know.
We'll come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. All right.